الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا لقيت الحاج فسلم عليه وصافحه ومره أي وصافحه ومره أن يستغفر لك قبل أن يدخل بيته فإنه مغفور له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله my respected elders and dear brothers All praises are due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala keep us all firm and steadfast upon Iman. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us our death upon Iman. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. We have just passed through some very, very Mubarak days. Some of the best days of the entire year. The days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Passed through very, very great a'mal. The Hujjaj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone's hajj. Grant them hajj maqbool and mabroor. We went to all these Mubarak places. Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara. To Mina, to Arafah, to Muzdalifah. Did the various a'mal, etc. there. Throughout the world, we see the great sunnah of Nabi Ibrahim a.s. was revived and was brought alive. In the masajid of the world, the takbir al-tashriq took place. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was being glorified. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from everyone. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, after building the Baytullah, father and son, after constructing the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a great amal, ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The plan is drawn by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. The contractor or the builder, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. His assistant, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Such a Mubarak building. After that, what is the dua? Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Taqabbal, those that know grammar in the Arabic language, to accept something is, qabila yaqbalu, Rabbana iqbal minna. Oh Allah Pak, accept from us. But instead of using the words, Iqbal, Rabbana taqabbal minna. That oh Allah Pak, it's not worthy of acceptance, but still accepted. It will have so many faults, so many mistakes. We did not carry it out as it was supposed to be carried out. But oh Allah Pak, still accepted from us, oh Allah. Imagine such a great Nabi of Allah, the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi salam after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abul Anbiya, the father of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, he's making this dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna, wa lapak, accept from us. He's not worthy of acceptance, but still accepted, O Allah. May Allah pak, accept everyone's a'mal that took place. All these a'mal that took place in these Mubarak days, may Allah pak, accept it. When the Qurbani was offered by Habil, the son of Adam alayhi salam, and one of the things he mentioned was, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Verily, Allah Pak accepts from, only accepts from the muttaqeen. إِنَّمَا only from the people of taqwa, Allah will accept. May Allah Pak make us from the people of taqwa. Every amal of ours, whatever our amal is, whether it's our qurbani, whether it's our hajj, whether it's our namaz, our dhikrullah, all of this must lead us towards taqwa. Month of Ramadan came, we kept roza. What was the object of roza? or fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you can acquire taqwa. The amal of Hajj that took place now, Allah Pak gives us advice in the Quran Sharif, that take your provisions with, and the best provision is, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِتْ تَقْوَى. The best provision is taqwa. قُرْبَانِي لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. So the blood or the flesh that reaches Allah Pak, the taqwa behind it. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mere Allah mujhe dekh raha hai. At every time Allah is with me. Allahu ma'i. Allah is looking at me. Allah can hear me. Allah can see me. Allah is with me. At all times I must be conscious. May Allah is with me. How can I disobey my Allah? My Allah is doing everything for me. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever ni'mat you are enjoying, it's all from Allah. Every breath of air that we are taking in, every breath we are taking out, each one is one individual ni'mat of Allah. Every drop of water, our eyesight, our hearing, every limb in our body, every single little pore from where the perspiration comes out, every strand of hair, every limb in our body, everything, all the organs in our body, the flowing of our blood, everything, all these are the ni'mat of Allah. The greatest ni'mat of Allah is the ni'mat of Iman. Allah Pak has granted us the deen of Islam. All these are the ni'mat of Allah. My Allah has been so kind to me, He has granted me so many ni'mats, so many bounties. How can I disobey my Allah? I must be conscious of my Allah at all times. Mere Allah mujhe dekh raha hai. Once, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu with some of his companions is traveling in the desert. Very, very hot. Extremely hot. And they're traveling, the provisions are running down. And they come across a shepherd. Shepherd, this flock of goats or sheep, whatever animals it was. So they ask him for some milk. Says, no, these do not belong to me. I cannot give you their milk. Because I'm just working for my master. It belongs to my master. I did not take permission from my master. So Umar radiallahu anhu, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, to test him out, says, okay, we will give you this money. Give us an animal. We'll slaughter it. We'll make zaba. We'll cook it. We'll eat it. You also join us. You can pocket the money. Later on when you go home, maybe your master will not even notice. And even if he notices that one animal is missing, maybe one wild animal, a wolf or something, came and devoured an animal, as it happens all the time. It's a normal thing. He won't come to know even. So the simple shepherd in the desert, what is his response? فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. That's two words. فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. But where is Allah? Isn't Allah looking at us? Isn't Allah watching? These words became so beloved to Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu that for a long time after that he kept on repeating like a wazifa, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Later on when he returns to Madina Munawara, inquires that who's the owner of these animals and who does the slave belong to? Well, so and so is the owner of the slave and the animals. Goes up to that person, on to purchase your entire flock of animals. And on to purchase a slave of yours also to look after these animals. The deal was done. All those animals were bought over. The slave was bought over also. Then Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu goes up to the shepherd. Now you belong to me. I have bought you from your master. May Allah give you barakat in your transaction. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu tells him, I free you for the sake of Allah. And see, all these animals is yours as a hadiah, as a gift you take now. At one moment he was a simple shepherd, a slave, looking after animals. Now he becomes a livestock owner. How did the change come about? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. That person who's got this quality of taqwa, is conscious of Allah, But Allah is watching me. This person is conscious of Allah, has got taqwa. Allah will make a way out for him from every difficulty. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will grant him from where his mind did not even go to. He could not even perceive that from such a source my rozi will come. But Allah granted it to him. That person who puts his trust upon Allah, Allah becomes sufficient for that person. So this quality of taqwa has to come into every person's life. All these amal that we carried out, if you want it to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us bring in these qualities of taqwa. After any good amal, Rasulullah s.a.w. has taught us istighfar. Ask Allah Pak for forgiveness. Wallah, we could not fulfill this amal, this action, how it ought to be fulfilled. Allah, you forgive us for any mistakes, and Allah, you accept it from us. When Rasulullah s.a.w. is to return from any journey, آئبون تائبون عابدون لربنا حامدون أوبن أوبن لربنا توبن. Returning from the jihad, from a jihad journey, returning from the path of Allah, such a great amal. Allah Pak, we are returning. Allah Pak, we are seeking your forgiveness, Allah. Allah Pak, forgive us, Allah. We're finishing our namaz. The last dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ فَاغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِكَ وَارْحَمْنِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. After we make salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Why? Such a great amal took place. The amal of namaz took place. But after, we did not do some guna or something. A person did not steal or something. But after that namaz, make istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's one of the last surahs to be revealed upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was surah idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath wa ra'aita an-nas yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. When the help of Allah will come, when victory will come, and you will see people entering to the fold of Islam in large numbers, armies upon armies of people will be entering the deen of Allah. يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what must be your response? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. So recite the tasbih, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tasbih of Allah with the praises of Allah, and make istighfar. Ask Allah Pak for forgiveness. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Allah Pak is ever ready to accept our forgiveness and to turn to us. When the surah was revealed, generally Sahaba Ikram became very, very happy. And now Allah Pak has informed us, now victory is coming, the help of Allah is coming, people will be entering to the fold of Islam in large numbers now. Sahaba became very, very happy. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu started to cry. He's crying and crying like a small child. That, oh, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Allah Pak is giving us glad tidings here. Why are you crying? You're supposed to be happy. So you all do not understand this. What the surah is telling us, what Allah Pak is telling us in the surah, that the mission of Rasulullah ﷺ in this dunya is coming to an end now. And very soon Allah will take him away from us. So before leaving now, increase tasbih and tahmeed, increase istighfar, ask Allah Pak for forgiveness. Because very soon you're going to come back to us. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى. That all of us are going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One istighfar is, what we were not supposed to do, we did it. A person was not supposed to steal. A person was not supposed to get interest in riba, involved in interest riba. A person was not supposed to get involved in zina or any haram. And he did it. Istighfar for that. What a person was not supposed to do, he did that. Make istighfar for that. And one istighfar is that jaise karna tha, waisa nahi ho saka. How we are supposed to do it, we could not carry it out like that. Oh Allah, how we are supposed to do all this amal, we could not do it like that. Allah Pak, you forgive us. Oh Allah Pak, we may have made many, many mistakes. Oh Allah Pak, that qurbani I was doing, It was supposed to be only for you. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahayaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. But at that moment, some pride or some riya or some show came into my heart. Allah Pak, forgive me for that. I was not supposed to take that photograph or that video of that zabah. Allah Pak, I made that mistake. Allah Pak, I'm deleting it out now. Allah Pak, please forgive me for my mistake. Allah Pak, I did not fulfill the laws of hijab and parda on that occasion of zabah. Allah Pak, I made that mistake. Allah Pak, please forgive me, Allah. I will not do it again, Allah. So what we were not supposed to do, we did. And how we were supposed to do it, we did not carry it out. Allah Pak, please forgive me, Allah. So let us increase our istighfar. Every one of us, if Rasulullah s.a.w. was commanded by Allah, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Who are we, my respected elders and dear brothers? We have to increase our istighfar. And like that we see, one of the advices Rasulullah s.a.w. has given us, and the dua that Nabi s.a.w. made, that اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. Allah, forgive that haji. And whoever that haji makes istighfar on his behalf, Allah Pak, you forgive him also. So if we make dua of maghfirat for the haji, and that haji is making dua of maghfirat, we will be included in that haji's duas. In one hadith sharif, advised by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِذَا لَقِيْتَ الْحَاجِ. When you meet a haji, make salam to him. فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ. وَصَافِحْهُ. Make musafaha to him. With two hands. That musafaha that was taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not that shaking hand with all that punching and all the different tactics, etc. No, the masnoon musafaha, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. When one Muslim makes musafaha and he shakes hand with another Muslim for the sake of Allah, before the hands can even part, Allah Pak forgives our gunas. So, وَصَافِحْهُ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ وَصَافِحْهُ. Make salam to him. وَمُرْهُ أَن يَسْتَغْفِرَ لَهُ. And ask him and request him that make istighfar on your behalf. فَإِنَّهُ مَغْفُورُ اللَّهِ. Because he has been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already. That haji who is returning with the hajj maqbool and hajj mabroor and accepted hajj, he is returning كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Like the day his mother had given birth to him. Completely free and sinless, innocent from every guna, completely clean and pure his heart. So the hujjaj are returning. Let us go up to them. Meet them for the sake of Allah. Make salam to them. Make musafaha to them. Request them for du'as. My respected elders and dear brothers, life in this world is very, very short. We are here today, tomorrow we are going away. So in this short life of ours, how we can acquire these qualities of taqwa, the qualities of tawakkul, the qualities of getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How not only us, but the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come onto the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come onto good a'mal, so that Allah Pak will send on good conditions, not only here, but throughout the world. Throughout the world, the type of a'mal that you send up, there's a type of conditions that will come down. May Allah Pak grant all of us tawfiq to make a'mal. Inshallah, tonight and every Friday night, the weekly ijtima takes place in Masjid al-Hilal. Program starts after Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha. Various programs take place after Fajr the next morning. So let us try to attend and bring others along also. The object is how can these qualities come into my life, your life, and the ummah at large. Allah Pak give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.